الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام في آخر الحديث. We tried to explain last week on Yawm al-Ithnain, Monday, and Yawm al-Jum'ah, the fazail, the great virtues of ilm, of knowledge. And really, the knowledge is the greatest thing. Mufti Shafi Sahab, Muhammad Shafi Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali said, if a person studies deen, and with the correct intention, there is nothing more superior than that in the whole world. That is the greatest thing. And if we study deen with the wrong intention, there is nothing worse than that in the whole world. So it is very important that our intention must be correct. And usually at this stage of your life, young people, we also young like you, we don't pay much attention to this kind of talks. We feel these are just talks and we made our intention, but really this is the time when you are planting the seed now. Make sure you are planting a good seed. If we are planting a bad seed, nothing will grow, or it will grow halfway and it will dry up the tree or whatever will happen. So it's very, very important that we correct our intention. And our intentions in your guides, in your information brochure, the intentions are written there in detail. Try and read, revise them always. Because many times also, a person makes a good intention, but on the way, something happens and his intention changes again. Like we know, what ourselves also, what you also, many of you, sometimes as you are studying, you feel, I don't want to study anymore. It's actually our intention that is gone wrong somewhere. Or that we are finding it too hard, or we are missing home, or whatever. Those are just all excuses. That this is, the rules of the madrasa are too hard, are too strict, or this madrasa is not right, that madrasa is not right. All these are just excuses. But it is actually that our intention again. If a person keeps this intention, like for example, you want to get to Durban for some work, and you went by car, and your car got stuck. Now, if you were just worried about your comfort of the car, when your car got stuck, you just stay there. But your object was to reach Durban, and on a special time you had to reach there. You'll stumble left, you all want to get there. In fact, that work is so important, even you won't worry about your car. Perhaps somebody vandalizes it, somebody steals it, you left it by the side. But that work of yours is very important. So you might stumble left, you might try to go by bus, you might go whichever way you want, but you want to reach there. So like that, our niyat, if it is to acquire the pleasure of Allah, then no matter what problems come in between, sometimes you feel the food is not right, sometimes you feel the friends in the room are not right, the friends in the class are not right, they're fighting, they are playing fools with me, they are teasing me, they are troubling me, etc. But you want to reach there, you'll make sure you reach there. So therefore, niyat has to be not only made once, it has to be refreshed again. Tashiya niyat and to ihdhar niyat, to make it fresh again and to repeat it, takrar of the niyat is very, very important. So try to do that, try and repeat that this is the greatest work in the world. There is no greater work than becoming a hafiz of Quran and to become a jayyid, a good hafiz. And for that, a lot of dedication is required. Not just we learned our sabak, we learned our door, but do it over and over and over. Students who are becoming alims in the first year, your gardans, your nahwa, your surf, etc. Don't just learn it once, I know it, the ustad heard it and I know it. No, make it thorough as much as you can. In the second year also your ilm, your nahwa, your surf, etc., your logat, your adab. Third year also, your Urdu language, your Arabic language, try and become strong in these things. And remember, I have to become a good alim. So if you will do that, you'll see you've got no time. Time is less for you. The amount of time, today students find time to waste time, sleeping in the classroom or just doing nothing whatsoever, you won't get such time. You will be so occupied. And also make dua that Allah lets let that bug bite you, the bug of acquiring knowledge. When death will bite you, you won't be able to sit with peace. You'll just want to acquire knowledge more and more all the time. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and make this a reality in our lives, and we keep our sincerity for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In that, a little bit I will try to speak on this, but one point, that when you have the sincerity, and that is your worry, like that person going to heaven, that is this worry, no matter how he gets there, but I want to get there. Like that, you won't find your time and you won't find your mind going in other things. You'll be just devoted to your studies all the time. And that is extremely important for a student. When one very great alim, his son was studying at home, kitabs, and he asked for water. So the father got worried. He's studying and he wants water. That means his mind is gone to water. How can that happen? So he told them to give him oil in its place. And he was so engrossed in his studies, he drank the oil. The father was a hakim, also a doctor. So he gave him the antibiotic, the opposite, the thing to correct it again the next day, so that his stomach can come right. Then he felt satisfied. Now, ilm will remain in my house. My children will study, because how much of, he didn't even realize he's drinking oil instead of water. So like that, may Allah give us that. So make dua for that also. And beg Allah Ta'ala to put that bug in our, that I just want to acquire knowledge. All other things, the tarbiyat also is important, tabligh also is important, akhlaq also is important, everything. But at the moment, what we're talking about, take this in your mind, that knowledge I have to gain and I have to be sincere about it, only for the pleasure of Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.